C.
Chris Basnett.
No way.
Chris Basnett.
No way.
Chris Basnett.
Chris Basnett. Chris Basnett.
No way.
Chris Basnett, Lincoln Journal Star on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
So, top target for Nebraska, Caden Green, big offensive lineman. He is committing on July 8th. And for more, we go to the czar of recruiting, Chris Basnett from the Lincoln Journal Star. Hello, Baz.
Hello, guys. Just got my hands in a little bit of everything right now.
Yeah. So covering football, basketball, baseball, and recruiting on all sides of things. Not much going on over there.
No, it's pretty boring, especially these last couple of days. Hasn't been much going on.
Nope. So let's start with baseball as they finished off their season in the mess that was Saturday. But really, you know, before anybody jumps on me, they lost before that. Don't worry. You know, they could have just won more games before that. But
yeah.
My level of surprise was negative a million when Will Bolt said what he said after the game, which was like, hey, you know, it kind of is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's kind of the tone he'd adopted, you know, earlier in the season. And it was more to the point of our record is what it is for a reason. And so, yeah, they were obviously upset that things went down the way they did on Saturday with Purdue and Maryland not playing and not even giving themselves a chance. But, you know, again, Will Bolt talks about it all the time. Every time you talk to him, it's about control the things you can control. And that means winning the games you can win. So you don't put yourself in a position to have to hope Purdue will play a baseball game and it doesn't rain long enough so they can play that baseball game and then you can get into the tournament and be the 8th seed.
And they lose.
Take care of your business before that. And so... No, not a surprise to hear Will say that. You know, just as a competitive guy he is, you know, that's kind of the tone I expected him to take. And so, yeah, I'm with you. Not surprised at all to hear him say what he said.
Yeah, and now we'll begin the roster movement portion of the offseason for Nebraska baseball, which will be quite busy, it seems like.
Yeah, already had one announced yesterday, Leighton Banjoff, who spent 3 years in the program, is moving on. And you know, I got a guy that played quite a bit at Nebraska. He was a freshman All-American a few years ago, but nobody maybe remembers that because there was a pandemic-shortened season. They only played 15 games. But
oh, wait! They named freshman All-Americans during that season?
Oh yeah, well, not every outlet did, but collegiate baseball did for sure.
And they, amazing.
And they made Leighton Banjoff a freshman All-American. Yeah. So
I forgot about that completely.
Yeah, 15 games. That's a good enough sample size to probably name some All-American teams, I suppose.
Yeah.
Especially pitchers who probably threw like twice or three times.
Perfect. So, wow, yeah. Big deal. They lost an All-American.
Yeah, Nebraska's already lost an All-American off their roster. So, but, I mean, look, that one even kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. And I know he didn't maybe have a great year statistically, but, again, that's a guy that's put a lot of baseball for you the last 3 years and played from the day he stepped on campus, and now he's moving on. So that gives you an idea. Even in these first few days after the season's over, what this thing's going to look like. There's going to be a ton of movement. You know, there's going to be a lot of moving parts. And if things kind of go the way we think they might with, you know, scholarship limits maybe being lifted in baseball and things like that, you could see things get pretty wild. Maybe not in the next month or so, but look, Nebraska's already adding 16 guys to the roster. And I wouldn't be surprised if they added more than that. So, yeah. There's going to be a lot of movement for that roster over the next weeks and months.
Okay, so a couple things. Who, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's unfair to say it this way, but like, who is safe? They're going to want to hang on to Max Anderson, maybe like a Garrett Anglim in the outfield. Like, is that the limit?
Yeah, I think you put Bryce Matthews on that list.
Sure.
You know, that's a guy they really like. I think maybe a couple of those seniors, you know, Griffin Everett was a captain for you this year and is a local kid. But look, when you're flipping the roster that dramatically, there's probably not a lot of guys that are safe. You know, Emmett Olson, maybe you put on that list. He had a really nice year for you, kind of emerged as a starting threat on the mound. So But yeah, it's maybe not fair to name individual guys and maybe name who's safe, but there's not going to be a lot of guys who are safe, I don't think. And you look at the JUCO guys that they've signed so far, nine of them, and they're all over the field. It's not like it's, you know, they got a bunch of outfielders or they got a bunch of infielders or they got a bunch of pitchers. They got guys everywhere. And that tells you that sends a pretty clear message, I think, to the guys on that roster and the fans that pay attention to that stuff, that there's going to be some pretty dramatic changes coming. They're going to be coming all over the place. So yeah, outside of maybe a handful of guys, I don't think there's a lot of people on that roster you look at and go, yeah, he's going to be back next year.
Hey, so you mentioned the scholarship thing. I imagine Nebraska will be one of, if it's left up to the schools. Now, if it's left up to the conference, then you're in really bad shape. But if it's left up to the schools, Nebraska would be one of those schools that would go up above and beyond their allotted 11.7 at least as it currently stands. I don't think that there would be too many other teams in the Big Ten who would decide to invest money into baseball. How do you think that'll look? I mean, that drastically changes the sport of baseball if that goes into play.
Yeah, it does on a national level, certainly. I think definitely within the Big Ten, like you said, there's, you know, Nebraska's probably in that group. Ohio State's probably in that group. And probably Michigan is in that group. And outside of that, you know, is Northwestern going to pour a bunch of money into baseball? Is Penn State? You know, I doubt it. Yeah. You know, I just don't see them doing that. Even a team like Maryland, who won the league this year, how much money are they going to pour into basketball or into baseball? I don't know. They're trying to build a huge new basketball practice facility up there. They just hired a new basketball coach, you know? So there's going to be, if and when this happens, I think you're going to see a pretty wide gap because it's going to be the teams that decide they're going to spend the money. Yeah, I know, Palmer. There's going to be the teams that decide to spend the money and the teams that decide they don't want to spend the money and keep it where it is. So when you're looking at it that way, yeah, it's probably going to become a group of three or four, maybe five teams that are going to compete for the title every year because they're going to put the resources into it. And yeah, absolutely. I think Nebraska will be one of those programs.
Chris Basner from the Lincoln Journal Star. Baz, let's go over to football real quick. How many of the Palmer, what's going on, man? Are you okay?
Yeah, we're just looking at the rain outside. He's very upset.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's intrigued, it seems like.
Yeah, he's very intrigued. He keeps holding his hand out like, what the heck is this?
How can I go out? Hey, he's looking at it with a sense of wonder.
He is. He's pulling a Stephen M. Sipple and looking at it with a sense of wonder.
I regard it with a sense of wonder.
That's exactly what he's saying to me in his own little way.
So 15 guys out of the transfer portal. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. What is your guess, your approximate number on how many of those need to be quote unquote hits for Nebraska to have a successful year this year?
Boy, that's a great question. I would say at least 2/3 of them because you need to flip it quick. If you're Scott Frost and you're bringing in guys that you think will allow you to flip it quick. So the guys they're bringing in, they think are going to be hits, and they're probably expecting them to be hits. Now, will all of them hit? Of course not. We all know that that's not the case. You're never going to bat 1,000 and something like that. But they better bat around 67%, I think, because you're bringing in guys at some pretty key positions. Obviously, defensive line, receiver, the two big ones. But, you know, kicker, punter, those are two spots that probably have to hit for Nebraska. They have to. His special teams have to get better. So you're looking at, you know, you're looking at half of them right there, basically, just with the three position groups I named. So yeah, they need a lot of them to pan out. There's no doubt about that. Quarterback, we haven't even talked about quarterback yet. That one better pan out because that's pretty much all you got is transfers. So you're already at 2/3 just with those four spots. So yeah, absolutely. They need the majority of them to hit. They probably need the vast majority of them to hit if they want to have a big year.
Somebody asked me this earlier. I didn't immediately have an answer, but I whittled it down to a few. Other than Casey Thompson, who do you think out of all the rest of those guys that they acquired in the transfer portal this year that they need to hit, that they need to hit the most, I suppose?
Well, I'd start with Tommy Bleakrode and Brian Buscini, the kicker and the punter. I think those two need to hit, and for reasons that get talked about plenty around here. I think a couple of those defensive line guys need to hit. You need O'Shawn Mathis to be a guy for you and be a disruptor for you. And I think you need Trey Palmer to hit at wide receiver because that's a guy that's probably going to be your kick returner, probably going to be your punt returner, going to probably line up as a deep threat and probably be a starter from day one on the outside for you. So those are the names that come to my mind first. And again, you probably need more than that to hit. But if you're talking about guys that absolutely have to do it, I think you start with those guys that I just talked about.
Yeah. Baz, not much new on the basketball front. That man decided to play in a professional basketball game on Sunday, so that officially ended his basketball career in Nebraska.
I too will be playing in a professional basketball game this Sunday and not telling anybody.
Honestly, I thought that was a pretty, like, you know, a pretty good illustration of maybe his career at Nebraska. It was relatively quiet, and then all of a sudden he was just kind of gone.
It was like we were all talking about it, waiting for the decision to come, and talking. And then, he played in a game 3 days ago. Yeah, that's like the perfect encapsulation of Lat Man's career. We talked about him a bunch. He came here and was like, oh, yeah, okay, there he is.
They've replaced him. They've put the roster together now. It's basically complete, right? I think we talked about this last week. Now, not that anything around this time of year hasn't happened before, but that's pretty much what you're looking at this fall.
Yeah, I mean, basically what you're waiting on now is Trey McGowan to officially announce he's not coming back, which is probably just a matter of time. I believe the deadline for that is June 1, I want to say, midnight June 1. So we'll know sooner rather than later. That Trey McGowan's very likely isn't coming back. Now that I say that, I'll watch him announce he's coming back, and they're going to figure out some math to find an open spot for him. So who knows? But yeah, more than likely, 99% chance Trey McGowan's is gone. And what you're looking at right now is the roster going into this fall.
Yep. All right, Baz. I think we covered it all there with the man who covers it all, Chris Baznett from the Lincoln Journal Star. See you, Baz. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Zap. Appreciate the time.
That is Chris Baznett from the Lincoln Journal Star. The sports writer man at the Lincoln Journal Star.
The sports writer.
The sports writer.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of a neat nickname.
He could sign off. Like, he's probably going to be writing columns now. The sports writer.
I'm Chris Baznett, the sports writer, Lincoln Journal Star.
Just a quick thing on Lat Man's career. What a weird career that was. I mean, all of it. He gets here, and Fred Hoiberg's like, here's the deal about this guy. He made 84 out of 100 threes, and this guy absolutely shoots the crap out of the ball. He's a floor extender, right? You know, his height. And he can really shoot it. And Nebraska, during his time here, basically didn't have the pieces around him to, you know, let him be that. He was playing out of position. And then last year, when they kind of let him loose a little bit and he wasn't always underneath the basket, he would hesitate and not shoot threes. I mean, it was really a thing throughout his time here. It was really just a kind of a dud. Like, let me look at Latman's stats real quick. Because I don't know. Do we think he shot 30% from three at any point in his career? He shot almost 35% in 2020, 2021 from three. And then under, you know, just rounding up to 30% last year at Nebraska. He played in 58 games. It may have been the quietest 58 games that I could ever remember. And then all of a sudden we're sitting here and we're like, well, is Lat Man going to announce what he's doing? Is he coming back? What's he doing? And it was just like, oh, yep, he played in an Australian professional game. He's gone. Weird. Weird guy. Seemed like a pretty good guy. Didn't really talk or do much, but that is the career of Lat Man at Nebraska that was wrapped up with a bow on Sunday when he decided to jump into an Australian professional game. Once again, very weird. Also, we were talking to Baz. Vinny Pasquantino hit a grand slam.
So he's got two dingers today?
Correct.
He's made two trips to Dongtown today?
That is correct. A very special place.
Who goes to Dongtown twice in one day?
I hope that Vinny Pasquantino doesn't get out over the next week or so. And I can just tweet every single time how Carlos Santana and Ryan O'Hearn are the Royals' current first baseman.
I dare you to call me up. I dare you.
They're going to have to, they're forced at some point, right? And meanwhile, I'm just sitting here while he's driving in runs for the Omaha Storm Chasers, who I love to see win, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter if they do or don't. It's disappointing. All right. We will come back with the odd news next here on 1620.